I mean, if I get injured by this vaccine, are you guys going to be held liable? Well, right. No. But I have to take it to keep my job. Yes.
Wow.
But you're not going to. But the thing is they can say they're not going to be held liable. But at the end of the day, like, if you were forced to get a jab in order to keep your job and you get injured, and enough of those people, a good lawyer could probably make some hay out of that. You would think. I don't know. One thing I'm not is a lawyer, and the other thing I'm not is a doctor.
But there are a lot of doctors, I think, who have cause with, like, their certification, you know, boards, and like there's been pressure all over the board, and especially with this Project Veritas expose, this undercover report on this Pfizer executive. Did you see the follow-up video where the guy freaks out? Like, Project Veritas does this where they'll release a video, an undercover video, where the person's bragging or saying something pretty damning. And then O'Keefe will just show up with a microphone. Is this you saying these things? Is Pfizer mutating the virus? I was about to say, I crap you not, Papa B. This guy gets up. He's like, this isn't real life. I don't feel safe. I'm calling the police. And then, like, James is like, well, I'll leave. But I'm just trying to ask you. You're calling the police because I ask questions. No, don't leave. I want the police to see this. It was the biggest I'm going to call mommy on you moment ever. And this is a 31-year-old man.
A 31-year-old man who's participating in gain-of-function research that has killed hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.
And his excuse was, I was lying to impress a date.
No. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. No, sure. Well, look, this was some kind of medical phenomena, but more than anything, it was a political phenomenon.
Right.
Okay. And they politicized it early and often, following it with a religious zeal, The whole country was polarized over it.
Yep.
So, you know, the idea that you're just going to, let's just forget about it. No, people have been damaged by this. If you get your life, if you get your livelihood threatened, that's extortion, plain and simple.
Well, Dr. Wailiku, we just interviewed here, you know, different story, but he said it really well. He said, people don't make good decisions when you're in sort of this catastrophe fight or flight mode. I think Robert Malone spoke into this, how it creates mass formation psychosis. And how through sort of crisis, and we play it all the time, what is it?
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
And so it seems like they're now, whether it's corporate interests or the government itself or them working together, they're constantly creating crisis after crisis to keep you in this fight or flight mode. And people, sadly, went with it. And, you know, in those early weeks, I'm not some, like, guy who stood up against the man and the system. I was kind of freaked out. I'm like, I don't want people to die. I don't want my family members to die. I don't want to die. And then as it's the slow roll of it, it's like, oh, this was just another thing that y'all have pushed, like everything else you pushed. So I just don't believe them anymore.
I'm convinced that the reason that they, no matter what the origin of it was, which I think I know what the origin of it was, the reason that it was so hyped up was for the election of 2020, and a way to manipulate the voters, and the voting and the counting,
right?
You know, the mail-in balloting, all that kind of stuff is played into it.
And even though the pandemic's gone away, we still got to do the mail-in voting, right?
Well, I think more and more states are looking at it and saying, "No, this is not what we're going to do." I've heard of some states that have just said, no, we're not doing it. There's money is behind most decisions when it comes to, you know, politicians and what they, and the people that, you know, just the average voter, we don't have any money to make contributions to these politicians, you know? So they follow the money. I mean, they do what the money folks tell them to do, then. You know, so I mean, we're kind of in a fix there, but I'll just say that, you know, the pandemic, to me, it was just a big old smoke screen. I was trying to tell people that during that time. I was ridiculed.
Right.
I mean, people are telling, and you know, me, oh, you're crazy, you're conspiratorial. Well, okay.
Well, and I'd imagine, I got to hit a break here, but I imagine you would rather it not happen than sitting here saying, I told you so. It's,
No, I'm going to say I told
you. Well, fair enough. Appreciate it, Papa B. You deserve it. Thanks, sir. More news and views from 9 till noon, way past a break, but expecting Dr. Tankersley. Kind of want to make a few predictions since it is the close of National School Choice Week.
Yeah.
More after the top of the hour break.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The city of Memphis and the nation are bracing for the release of a police video depicting five officers beating a black man who later died. Tyree Nichols' death prompted murder charges on Thursday against the officers involved, an outrage at the country's latest instance of alleged police brutality. Nichols died 3 days after a confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop. That was on January 7th. New Russian shelling has left at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and dead and 20 others wounded. According to the Office of Ukraine's President, regional officials say the towns and villages in the east and the south are within reach of the Russian artillery, and they suffered the most. Six people died in the Donetsk region, which has been the scene of so much recent fighting. On Wall Street, it's been a good session, but mixed. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average back down about 2 points, but the high-tech NASDAQ remains up by 43. This is SRN News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Our below-normal temperatures continue for it now, but at least we're storm-free for another day or two. For today, another chilly one with a high temperature only up to about 54. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as breezy today. Then another freeze tonight with mostly clear skies over that low temperature, 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. A good bit of sunshine. High temperature up near 60, still dry. Then more rain moves in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor with exciting news. Our service area has expanded to Greenville and beyond. Our certified service team has your back every step of the way to keep your Kubota running like a Kubota. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and now servicing Greenville.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A circuit judge has ordered that the Confederate monument in downtown Tuskegee be removed. Macon County Circuit Judge Stephen Perryman issued the ruling in favor of the Macon County Commission. The ruling orders the Tuskegee chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy to remove the Confederate monument from the property within 60 days. 22 arrests and dozens of firearms are off the streets in Montgomery. It's a part of MPD's latest initiative to curb crime. Operation 2020 was a 30-day crossover from 2022 to 2023, focusing on what brings violence to the community. It resulted in 36 firearms confiscated, 22 individuals arrested, 34 felony charges, and 4 misdemeanor charges, with more charges pending. Montgomery Whitewater is on track to open in early summer. Crews are entering the final phase of construction. The channels are nearly complete, and all of the site facilities, like restaurants and retail stores, are close to finished. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, it's the new year. We popped the champagne, kissed at midnight, and it's time to make a new start. But if you aren't popping like you used to because of erectile dysfunction or low testosterone, maybe your new start should be making a call to Montgomery Men's Health. You see, ED is just a medical condition affecting men of all ages. But the good news is that ED is highly treatable. In fact, the medical experts at Montgomery Men's Health have successfully treated many men, with ED treatments having success rates as high as 90%. And with a variety of ED treatment options, including acoustic wave therapy, they can likely find the right one for you. You might even find your cork is popping like it hasn't in years. Plus, their low-T treatments are highly effective. So many men have experienced life-changing results, from increased energy to more productive workouts, feeling more rested, and enjoying a greater sex drive, too. So make 2023 the year you get free of ED and low-T. Make an appointment. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes a more comprehensive approach, including a testosterone lab panel and a medical consult. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. News and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. If you want to get on the program, Eric the dog has been very patient. Hello, Eric.
Hola.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Did I hear somebody say something about a dog and a bone?
Every dog likes a bone.
Is that Brian over there?
It's Madge Devine.
Hey, Brian.
It's really again, not funny, but it's like you have to laugh or you explode in rage.
Drag is hilarious, but it's like the Montgomery Advertiser, like a couple weeks ago, like did this whole expose on like how the history of drag in the South. And I'm like, yeah, I might be a conservative talk show host, so to speak, right winger. Like, I know. Like, I've read history books. It's actually interesting, but it was a subculture. And people had fun. They kept to themselves. It wasn't on every corporate media outlet's banner, and it wasn't being pushed to kids in elementary schools.
Yeah.
Nobody was asking you to condone that. Some guys that thought that was funny or that's what they want to do, they have a little community, and they, if you wanted to be part of it, they'd allow you in there. And if not, they didn't rub your nose in it and try to force you to recognize or whatever, gain recognition. That's the thing about all this. It just irritates me. What you do with consenting adults behind closed doors, who cares? I mean, literally, who cares?
You might even care, but it doesn't need to be criminal. Like, you can essentially lay on, we're not going to, like, throw you in prison. We're not going to fine you. But I don't have to, like, I've learned, especially the older I get, the more I think about what liberty means, is especially when it's about liberty and persuasion, when you most need to argue about what is moral and right and not just kind of go your own way. Now, there are good ways to go about it and bad ways to go about it. But if we're going to have freedom in the country, we still need to have robust discussion and understanding of what is right in the world instead of just looking the other way, because that's when you get some of the worst things that happen. And it can happen in an elementary school, or it could happen in the church I grew up in, the Roman Catholic Church. I mean, no institution's immune from corruption and rot. And when you look the other way, these things can happen. Yeah.
I mean, we live in a fallen world. I mean, nobody is good, irrespective of, I mean, we try. I mean, we're not maliciously bad, a lot of us. You know, and that's part of the human condition, right? So, right. But, you know, what Brian, I like what you're doing, buddy. That I like that little news blurb y'all just added this week about with the Alabama State News. Is that one of your new people?
Yeah, no. So Andrea's worked for us for since the very beginning. Andrea Tice, and she did she does a 12-minute podcast every morning called The Daily Detail. You can download it at any podcast store. Anyway, but shameless plug. No, but and it's basically it's like 5 minutes of what's going on in Alabama, 5 minutes national with a commercial. But she did that, and I cut my teeth in radio news in the media business 8 years ago. And, you know, we thought it would be a good idea to create a radio news segment and offer it up to radio stations across the state. And Rick here at Blue Water listened to it, was really blown away by how good it was. And now we're on Blue Water, and I think we're on like 12 or 13 other stations across the state.
Nice.
Nice.
I like it. It's noticeable. You can tell the – I like it. I like how it's done.
Well, thank you, sir.
It's better than the SRN stuff, so.
Yeah, and they've got a national Rick. Budget.
Well, I appreciate the call, Eric.
Well,
and I always appreciate you listening.
All right, fellas.
All right, man. 272-9228. I know Doc Tankersley was looking to join us, but he is a doctor who has a practice, so I'm sure he's just running a little behind. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, hey, it's Fred.
Hey, Fred.
I was laughing at that piece about the 30-year-old employee crying. And then at the end of the piece, it said, this malicious ad was not brought to you by Pfizer.
Boom. Not the only thing in national media not brought to you by Pfizer.
That was, like, I've seen a few of these Project Veritas ones, and people walk away, or they kind of try to have the interview and discussion. This guy looked like a little kid yelling for mommy.
I would be, too, if I thought I'd killed 10,000 people.
Yeah. But I mean, these are the people whose like our lives are in these people's hands, right? Like at least in the old days, it was like a diabolical educated scientist that was, you know, like had some respectability. But this is literally a temper tantrum throwing child who, what was he, the research something or other, head of research or some type of person in the research department that was doing all this stuff.
Yeah, it's biblical. It said he's got the whole world in his hands, and they were talking about Pfizer.
Yeah, he was he still is, but director of worldwide R&D strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning. Yeah,
worldwide research and development strategic operations for...
Well, and for folks who haven't seen this, here, let me play a little bit of this real quick.
See how the bills are asking a lot of questions, but we're just
really... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why would we
not
do this company?
Because I just
want to
know the answer.
You're not recording me. Oh, my God.
So he starts to get wise. Y'all are probably recording.
You're not recording me or something.
And then James O'Keefe shows up.
It's like Ashton Kutcher on steroids.
Yeah.
Hey there. Is this seat taken?
What?
Hi. You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? What is happening here?
Why?
What is going on here? This is absurd.
Why does Pfizer want to hide from the public that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Oh, my God.
You're on video.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about
mutating
what
the COVID
is going
virus.
On here?
Yeah, and it only gets worse from there, where the guy starts going so passive-aggressive, it's violent.
Hey, they're going to take a Sharpie and take a few of those PhD and RNQs and X them out of his little thing on top in the front of his door.
My goodness, man.
It'll be maintenance. It'll be head of maintenance, RSI, TSA, and bathrooms.
Well, I appreciate the call.
All right.
272-9228. Dr. Stuart Tankersley joins us. Hey, Doc.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. We're coming up on a break, and I want to... shuffle through a few more of these calls real quick.
Me and the good doctor were out partying all night last night. We got home about midnight.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I like to hear that. Have a little fun. You're on there. Who's this?
Oh, this is Duke.
Hey, Duke. What's up?
From Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, I just peek my head in the door for a second or two. I threw the window. I threw the crack. There's this individual that we got to replace this individual name calling somebody the high stepper around here. There's another high stepper, Joey. You might know him.
Who's the other? Wait, no. K.I.V. is the only high stepper I know. Who the heck are you talking about?
There's another one on the horizon right now. His name is Mr. Eddie Bader.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, he is living at large up there in Vegas. You go ahead.
let me tell you what this cat did. Now, yesterday, you know, you and I were talking about the curtain and all. Oh, man, I'm out of my own business when I got off the phone. Somebody texted me something, wanted me to see. He did it to me. It was a fancy curtain curling around the corner there. And look at this boy. And, okay, that wasn't good enough, Joey. Know what he did this morning?
What did he do?
He had the nerve, I hope you're listening, dude, to take a picture of the Trump Tower. Yes, he said it to me. Yes, sent me a damn picture of Trump
Tower. Because he knows you love you love Trump, right?
Let me fool you. He's up at the top of Trump Tower in a hot tub right now.
Oh, man. I had to send him a little. I went to my little icons and sent him a little flipped him off with the little bird, finger thing. I flipped him off and sent him a few smiling faces.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. We're sitting here in Montgomery working hard, you and I, Duke. And and he's just rubbing it in our faces. But, I mean, you got to admit, Trump really was.
They used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
He's going to take a picture of this thing and send it to me.
Oh, man.
All right, Eddie. It's all right.
Well, Duke, I got to run. I'm tight on time today. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, I already went on my rant yesterday about Eddie living large while I'm sitting there working on talk radio that isn't even soundproof. Like, what in the world? Can't have nothing. You're on there. Who's this?
This is Eddie Bader. Eddie. Hey, this is Sam calling from
Mike. Yeah, I knew it was you when you first started, Sam.
First off, Brian, no joke. All I can do is second what Eric said earlier. I like the 18-19 news bits. I think it's only a bonus for the show. So
awesome. Well, thank
good
you.
Deal. Yes, sir. I got a picture from Eddie here a little walk. How he come to that conclusion?
Yeah,
that
I don't know.
Yeah, man, made my mouth water.
Be cool. How about that? Could you just be cool for a second?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Like Pulp Fiction, telling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a movie call. Be cool. Listen, the gentleman, the professor on earlier, that always rings the chord when he was talking about the lack of merit. I was going to run this by y'all. I read somewhere last week about the Supreme Court was talking about knocking down affirmative action, which that would cause that's the ultimate in social justice at the education level and would cause a racket. But I haven't heard anything since then.
No, and especially the weighting against Asian Americans is just insane. There are a lot of folks that deserve spots in top universities, and they put like a 20%, like only Asian Americans could only be 20% of the student population, put up a huge ceiling there explicitly. It's ridiculous.
You want people to get educated. Not everyone can, and there's only so many slots. And, you hate to see the tools be taken away. That basically you got to judge folks. I remember back. I always relate things back to the Army in the 90s when they were putting out these huge bonuses, and some people worked out and some didn't, but they all got the money. Anyway, the other thing, the man said he was a geoscientist, and I was wanting to talk to him, get him to back me up because I believe he knows the secret. The Earth is flat.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, it is, man. It's true. And I need a man of science.
Now, did you vote for Dean Odell?
Who did I vote for? No, I went with the, who I went with.
Did you?
What's her name? I went with the red jacket.
The rich lady?
I've got a total mental block.
Anyway, Sam, I got to run.
Yes, bye.
Doc, you see what I deal with every day with this crowd. Yeah, like, it's just...
I wonder if Eddie needed a vacation, huh?
Yeah, I know. My goodness.
Talking about the weed shop in Trump Tower, I miss that.
No.
In Vegas.
You never know. It's legal there, and then they're all... Wait, is there one in Trump Tower?
I don't know. I don't think so, but it would be funny.
Trump Ganja, folks. Special edition is going to be sold out soon. Yeah. Don't be a sucker. It's going to go faster than the digital trading cards. Especially the one with me with the cowboy hat. Man,
it's in the new set of cards.
This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. They're at New Look Decorating, the whole team there, whether it's Jordan or Katie, the paint specialist, or the manager, Brett Lanham, the owner, Brian Carr, they can help you get that high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. And actually, before you hire a painter or a contractor, go to New Look Decorating first and say, hey, who do you suggest? Or if you already have a painter in mind, ask them, do you buy your paint at New Look, and it's a local business, 40 years here in Montgomery. And when you're buying that Benjamin Moore paint, you're buying from one of their largest factories here in Pell City, Alabama. And they do fantastic work and help you if you're doing it yourself with some tips and tricks so you do it yourself the right way first. Or again, they know all the contractors and painters in town. So stop by New Look Decorating today, 6237 Atlanta Highway, here in Montgomery where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Or give them a call at 271-0007. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. When we come back, we have Dr. Stuart Tankersley in the studio. Brian Dawson is still here. Maybe we'll touch on school choice predictions here in a second.
Love to.
Be right back.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. We are now offering fresh flounder, red snapper, and much more delivered twice per week. These go fast, so if you want the best and freshest catch around, get here early Wednesday and Friday before they are gone.
For the ultimate family-style dining experience, try our aged 3.5-pound bone-in tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily. Add some Alaskan king crab to take this dinner to another level.
Just remember, we only cook our steaks to medium or less. When you think dinner,
think Fantail.
Winter is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells brings all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Recently, Mother Nature has wreaked havoc on our area, and many have lost everything. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to aid us in lending a helping hand to our neighbors in Autauga, Coosa, and Elmore counties. We are collecting new in packaging, towels, sheets, blankets, toiletries, diapers, wipes, cleaning supplies, first aid kits, batteries, coolers, toilet paper, paper towels, trash bags, etc. Bring your donations to any of our sponsor locations. Air Now Home Services, Amy's Antiques, Cartridge World, Mr. Electric, and Sons Automotive. Donate what you can and help us extend a helping hand to the victims of the recent tornadoes.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We've got some more serious and good discussions to be had, but I'm sitting here wondering who put on soap operas in the studio. I mean, they're always entertaining to kind of watch ironically and make fun of. Like the serious man in the mock turtleneck there explaining, you know, this gaming project, how it intrigues, and the suspiciously good-looking woman talking to him. Anyway, that's for wine ants at home. 272-9228. Brian Dawson here in the studio, as well as Dr. Stuart Tankersley. Real quick, Brian, I want to, because it is National School Choice Week, we've heard from a bunch of folks. What do you think the Alabama legislature will actually do on this?
So here's my negative prediction. And so at first I was like, wow, man, look at all these people talk, you know, Ainsworth and Katie Britt and all these people. And again, maybe they really do want school choice. I don't know. But it's just, it seemed like it was getting way, 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 way more play than it ever has in Alabama. Because, like, I mean, there was not even a discussion about it last year and the year before.
Right.
There was a couple little, you know, chum they threw, but nothing. And then all of a sudden, school choice week, and it came in, you know, both barrels blazing. School choice, no kid should be restricted by their zip code. We got to do this. And I really believe deep down, again, this is pure conjecture. This is my prediction, but I want to go on record with it, that the AEA, the Alabama Education Association, one of the most powerful lobbies in the state that is giving tons of money to Republican legislators, I believe they have cut a deal with what they deem acceptable school choice that won't encroach into what they're doing very much, that will allow the Republican legislators to look like they did something good on school choice. It will probably not amount to more than a charter school or, you know, some type of magnet charter school situation. I don't think it will get into education savings accounts or vouchers, and I hope I'm wrong. But I think it's going to be some very kind of piddle-diddle thing that all the legislators are going to take pictures of themselves high-fiving and chest-bumping and sending out press releases to their constituency. We moved the ball down the field for school choice. Look at us.
Right.
You know, and they'll fundraise around it and everything else. But, again, not much will get done. And again, I hope I'm wrong. And again, I think the people of Alabama can make their voices heard because it isn't the winds. School choice is in the air right now. Those winds are blowing, and we can make hay right now if you make your voices heard on the subject. You may not agree with me, then call them and tell them you don't agree. If you do agree, call them and tell them right. What you think. The point is, it's in the air right now. The conversations are being had, so there needs to be a lot of noise. However, deep in this weird place in my gut, but it's the same place that thought Roe v. Wade would never get overturned, so I'm open to being wrong here, but I believe it's... I believe that the AEA has already basically written the bill and said, we'll allow this.
Right. And, I like everybody. Like, I brought in State Senator Will Barfoot a couple weeks ago. He actually kind of, what's the top of your mind? He said school choice. And Clyde Chambliss said the same thing to me. And as I saw Katie Britt talk to her this week, Tommy Tuberville just put out a big signed and co-sponsored a national plan that would give tax credits, more scholarship funds. But if Kay Ivey or the leadership, whether Mr. Reed or Mr. Ledbetter, think school choice is just adding a little more money to charter school startup, to me that can be part of a package, but it need to go a lot further and a lot faster than that.
And it's a definitional issue, and then I'll let Doc get after it because that's why he's here. But to me it is a definitional issue. When Kay Ivey's talking about school choice, she's talking about charter schools. When conservatives, and again, it's the same split between, you know, the groups in the Republican Party. When conservatives are talking about school choice, they're talking about what happened in Arizona. They're talking about ESAs. They're talking maybe vouchers. Some type of significant change. And again, it's just Alabama should be leading. Instead, we're waiting and watching everyone else. This is an opportunity for us to not be 50th or 30th or something like constitutional carry got passed in the last legislative session. Thank God. But we were like the 35th or something state to do it. And it's like Alabama should have been the first or second.
Right.
But anyway, I'll shut up now.
On that, I have a question about that y'all may know. If the Republicans who have been in charge now for 10 or 12 years, and in the last several years they have had record budgets for the education in the state, for the public education of undergraduates in the state, were they planning for this at all? Is there any evidence that they were planning to assuage the AEA? Or is this just going to be a way for the AEA to come back 2 years from now when, you know, 0.1% of their normal monies are going toward these efforts that you're talking about? Would that then allow them to, you know, to disparage the Republicans for taking away money from the people, from the children, even though over the last several years they've had record increases in spending for them?
Yeah, that's an interesting take. I'm not sure. I personally think the play, and again, pure conjecture, this is just me and looking at things, I feel like the AEA really wants to get that rule off the books in the GOP. So AOGOP has a bylaw that says that Republicans are not supposed to take money from the NEA or any of its state-level affiliates. It's the National Education Association, a Marxist, communist, filthy, disgusting, vile organization that hates your children, or its state-level affiliate, which would be the Alabama Education Association. The bylaws say, it says it is, like, I forget the language, but it's like it's frowned upon heavily, you know. And so there's Republicans that aren't taking money right now because they look at the bylaws and they also understand what the NEA and the AEA are. And they're saying, hey, we're not going to do this. And so I feel like the play is probably, hey, we're going to budge a little bit on school choice so that that way you legislators can take a victory lap and pretend like you did something.
Amount of spending.
Yeah. And we'll give you this little piddle diddle school choice, and then you take that restriction out of your bylaws so that we can go ahead and give all Republicans money so that we can take over the Republican Party the way that Paul Hubbard and the AEA did the Democrat Party. That's my prediction.
Oh, come on, you two. You're both brilliant men, but you're so conspiratorial.
I'm just asking
here.
Questions.
So conspiratorial. Can't we just accept Governor Ivey at her word?
Yeah, kind of like Fauci, huh?
Yeah.
Well, here, I got another break. And I would love to get your reaction to this latest, you know, Project Veritas thing, Doc, and so many other things in the state. Again, we got to have more time here. You got to come back soon, maybe even Monday if you're available.
Fridays are his day.
I'm
happy to give up an hour of my Friday to do my third hour with Doc here.
Fantastic. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
Marguerite wants to wish you a very, very happy new year. We're so glad to be back with you in 2023. We are so busy making brand new jewelry, but we're wide open to help you out with any kind of repairs whatsoever. We have the best jewelers anywhere in Alabama here. We can help you with your appraisals, update your jewelry. You can always trade in things at Marguerite's, shop for something new. Got that special gift in mind? We make it. We really make it. Marguerite's is conveniently located, of course, in the Pep Tree Shops. We're open from 10 to 5:30 weekdays and from 10 to 5 on Saturday. Come and see us at Marguerite's.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our below normal temperatures continue for it now, but at least we're storm free for another day or two. For today, another chilly one with a high temperature only up to about 54. Good bit of sunshine. Not quite as breezy today. Then another freeze tonight with mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature 29. Not quite as cool tomorrow. A good bit of sunshine. High temperature up near 60, still dry. Then more rain moves in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night across the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CB&S Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Brian Dawson in the studio, as well as Dr. Stuart Tankersley. And Dr. Tankersley, you were just telling me off air, and we had these conversations a few months ago, but the excess deaths numbers that news broke this week, lay that out for folks listening.
Yeah, it is truly tragic. I called Brian back in July and said, well, after reading a couple of very important papers, that this is real. Game is on. These vaccines are going to be killing people. And this is not conjecture. The evidence is actuarial tables from UK and other places. It's only gotten worse as 2022 went on. In the first 2 weeks of 2023, according to the UK data, the U.S. Doesn't like data that they don't like. Yeah. And so... which is kind of obvious, but they will not release the data like the UK is being forced to. And the excess deaths is 278,000 supposedly last year in the United States. That's comparable to the number of battle killed in World War II. I think World War II had 290.
Yeah.
So 278,000 deaths excess.
Mm. And I remember sitting on my front porch, Joey was sitting beside me when you called, okay? Mm-hmm. And I forget exactly how you worded it. It was basically like an all call or sounding the alarm or some type of language like that. And you were super serious, and it was in July. And you said, Brian, I'm telling you, come this winter and spring, people are going to be dropping dead like flies. Those exact words to me. And I was like, I mean, that's pretty serious. That's a pretty bold prediction. And as we have seen this winter, and... you know, hopefully it slows down, but based off of what you're saying.
And I'd imagine the UK, I don't know this, but I'd imagine the UK has pretty high vaccination rates.
Sure.
And how are they
90%.
How are they trying to, are they trying to explain this away?
They're not. And that's why
Wow. This
guy that has been on, has his platform for 30 years, is a guy named Dr. John Campbell, and he has millions of viewers and everything. And I stopped listening to him a year or two ago because he was so pro-vaccine. And then somebody told me what he's woke up to the fact that this is real, the vaccine's killing people. And now he is really on board and showing the data. He has multiple little 30-minute performances a day and presentations a day. And he yesterday was going over this excess data, and this is probably a 70-something-year-old stiff upper lip British guy and a serious scientist who has woken up to the fact that these vaccines are responsible. And we know why. We know the scientific reasons why these vaccines are killing people. It's called the spike protein and the lipid nanoparticle. But the fact is, these excess deaths, everyone in a position of authority should be considered for jail time.
Nuremberg trial.
Of course, yeah. They've broken the Nuremberg rules.
Yeah.
The rules for how you do, experiments on people, they blew past that. They didn't even think about it. The lack of informed consent is the obvious one, but there are so many other things they did so egregiously in promoting these and continuing to promote these
to this day.
Dadgum shots. It's just insane. And every one of these people ought to be considered to be brought up on, because this is no longer, this is 3 years going on. We know what's going on. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they will not release the data. And I, if I were in their shoes and evil like that, I wouldn't want the data out either.
Yeah. And then that's in the context of this huge undercover expose Project Veritas did this week with this executive at Pfizer, essentially admitting that we're doing mutations ourselves.
Well, let's be clear. This virus, you can't patent nature. If I wanted this blue to name it, to patent this color blue here to be Tankersley blue, no, that's a natural color. It's in the natural visual spectrum. Nope, you can't patent it. The spike protein on this virus has over 80 patents. This was a created virus, no ifs, ands, or buts. This thing has been created for an intent of bringing about the vaccines. This isn't my conjecture. This is their words.
And he even says that, like, we're totally looking at creating viruses that we already have vaccines for so that we can get the virus and sell the cure. Like, he said that in that video.
And then admits that also they're not effective at it. Like, you can't outrun nature. Right. You're not that smart. Right.
No, you were.
You can make a bunch of money while you're failing.
You're right. Right. No, it's not. You just can't outrun nature. You know, virology, epidemiology, all of we've known that you can't, vaccinology, you cannot get ahead in the middle of a pandemic with a vaccine.
Yeah.
This is generations old data.
Well, and just to remind folks who might be hearing you for the first time, you were one of the doctors the state called, like when this pandemic first broke out, and you were right on the vaccine advisory panel or something like
that.
That's
right. I was Governor Abbey's appointment in October of 20 to the vaccine working group because Scott Harris had come up with a list of 60-something people, all but three who are clergy were affiliated with the state in some capacity. But she said, well, we'll give you a Dr. Tankersley. And it was unbelievable. The malfeasance, that is a mild term for the actions taken of those in authority and the damage they've done is historic. I really believe this is the worst tragedy in American history. Hundreds of years from now, I majored in history. I think hundreds of years from now, America, up until this point, will be remembered for two things, the founding principles and COVID. We created this virus. This is truly horrific.
When I start seeing, because, I'm accused of being a conspiracy theorist, but when you see presentations at the World Economic Forum, like one guy saying, well, we're probably, saying with a straight face, we're probably the last generation of Homo sapiens, because with big data, we're now going to start microchipping people. In fact, this little Whoop device, tracks a lot of vital information. Well, he said, if you can hack that, then you can also engineer it, and we'll start just engineering people. Like, okay, if your vaccines aren't working very well, you're really going to start engineering biology. It's just, I got a story here: robot liquefies and reforms like Terminator 2. It's this video, a major scientific breakthrough. We've got all these breakthroughs coming. And if science, I kind of think of technology and science as a neutral. And if it's not nested in a good ethos and a good ethic, it could be demonic, straight up wrong, and create more calamities, maybe more than the one we just saw that you described.
Well, it is this catastrophe. It's impossible. And if you ever have a debate and you have one side over time that never loses a single person. Not 1% go to the other side, but 0.0% go from one side to the other. And there, over time, is trickling and trickling and trickling people to the other side. And you know who's true.
Yeah, and what he, I kind of to clarify, the people that are over here on the, the COVID response was poor, the vaccines and all that stuff. No one in that camp is being like, you know what? I think these vaccines are effective.
Right.
I actually think the governor did a great job.
I've not run into one.
Yeah,
I've
not
never
one.
Heard one. And the good thing is, thank the Lord, that only 10-15% of Americans have gotten that bivalent vaccine that came out 5 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, the new one, the one that has two strains of the spike in it, you know how many people it was tested on, right? Zero people, eight rats. It didn't go well with the rats, so they just bypassed the trial study.
And I want to say,
the people are way ahead of the scientists.
To anyone who didn't get vaccinated and stood strong, you are quite possibly some of the strongest people on the planet, because this was by far the biggest psyop, the biggest media push, the biggest cultural push, the ostracization that came from not, and with the masking and everything else. If you stood your ground and said, nah, I ain't gonna do it, that's next level. And again, that's not to say that if you did do it, I mean, again, there's never been more pressure from government, media, all these things to do something. So if you did, it doesn't mean that you're necessarily weak. But I'm speaking to the people who didn't. Right. Wow, right?
Well, I got to hit another break here, last one of the program. First, this part of the program, no affiliation with the doc here, but brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. Well, they specialize in men's health care. So if you're walking around as a man, I know a lot of guys just kind of grin and bear it, power through. It could be bad sleep patterns. You just don't have energy, even if you do think you're getting good sleep. No motivation, no drive, no sex drive even to speak of. Low libido. It could be low T, low testosterone. And they're at Montgomery Men's Health. They can help you know your numbers for $99, about an hour, just a quick blood draw. And if you do have low T, they have treatments there wherever you are in life that can change your life. Most men after low T treatments experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and yes, even an increased libido. So check out Montgomery Men's Health today. You can always go to montgomerymenshealth.com or give them a call at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. And, you know, a question just came to my mind, and let's stew on it and end the break, and we'll come back and answer it. I did get the first two doses of Moderna. If there are folks like me who are a little worried, are there certain things they can do that are basic to help themselves and their chances?
Sure, there are. Yeah, there are. We were up in Birmingham last night talking to a couple hundred, 100 people or so, and that was a big question. I can't wait to answer it.
Here. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Jim Smith, and I've been the marketing director at Adams Drugs for 13 years. I grew up in the independent pharmacy business with my grandfather and father owning their own stores, so I know that great customer service is what it takes to succeed. You have to get the patient what they need and when they need it. That hasn't changed. Adams Drugs is celebrating 60 successful years of serving the River Region because we have that same great prompt customer service and commitment it takes to succeed against the big box stores. Getting your prescriptions filled or refilled should not be a struggle, but be seamless and quick. It is totally unacceptable for prescription refills to take 2 or 3 days. At Adams Drugs, 95% of our business is prescription service, not selling motor oil, barbecue grills, or flip-flops, so your satisfaction is important to us. We want you to tell your friends and family about how happy you are with Adams Drugs. Call us or visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with the Baby New Year.
Hey man, what's happening?
What's happening is people are glad to see you, because last year was rough.
Yeah man, I can dig it, you know.
What do you think caused it to be such a bad year? Was it disease, or perhaps the political climate?
Yeah, I suppose it could be those things, but I think the big problem was some folks never called David Ernest.
You don't mean it.
No, sad but true, man. Some folks never picked up the phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I am shocked.
So make it your New Year's resolution to call David Ernest today.
Great advice from the Baby New Year.
And let's start the year with a joke.
All right.
What is the difference between me, Baby New Year, and Joe Biden?
I don't know. What is the difference between Baby New Year and Joe Biden?
I'll be out of my diaper by spring.
Right. Marguerite wants to wish you a very, very happy new year. We're so glad to be back with you in 2023. We are so busy making brand new jewelry, but we're wide open to help you out with any kind of repairs whatsoever. We have the best jewelers anywhere in Alabama here. We can help you with your appraisals, update your jewelry. You can always trade in things at Marguerite's, shop for something new, got that special gift in mind. We make it. We really make it. Marguerite's is conveniently located, of course, in the Pep Tree Shops. We're open from 10 to 5:30 weekdays and from 10 to 5 on Saturday. Come and see us at Marguerite's.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We're running out of time here, but we went into the break with a big question here. If you were vaccinated and kind of are looking, going, I wish I hadn't, are there some basic things that people can do to, you know, make sure they don't have any adverse effects or at least give them better chances?
Right. I would like to back up just a second and say that the people who have done this to us, they refuse to debate. They have completely been unwilling to dialogue with people. That is not the scientific method. And that article that y'all published 18, 19 a week ago, that y'all published, kind of goes into it with Senator Stutz. What people need to understand is the spike protein that's ravaging so many parts of our body leads to so much, of course, infertility, but stroke, heart attack, and all these things that lead to these excessive deaths. I mean, this isn't stubbing our toe. We are killing off major population portions. Anyways, and all of this, if it were true, could have been debated and revealed.
Explained
to the
away.
Explained
yeah.
away, but they will not. And that's been their whole modus operandi from the beginning. So if you did get the shot, you need to be considerate. In the studies, if a woman got of childbearing age got it, if she was in the original studies for the messenger RNA shots, we won't call them vaccines because they don't qualify. But if you they were not allowed. They were encouraged not to engage in close intimacy for 30 days because of the potential for shedding of the virus. Yes, there's plenty of evidence now that's the case. Anyways, so what do you need to do if you think you have the messenger RNA and the and/or spike protein still in your body? It's detoxification, right? That's what we need to do. And FLCCC, that's Foxtrot Lima Charlie 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 .net, has a protocol for post-vaccine injury that goes into how we can get rid of it. And one of the main ways is intermittent fasting. It helps our body's immune system kill off its injured cells. It's really interesting science, but once again, proven. That's one of the major things. But that website has many, many ways to do that. Red light therapy is very good, and probiotics. We need to get our gut back in health and things like that.
What about what Jordan Vaughn is doing? So we published Landon's story, and we're about to do a follow-up on that. Landon had long COVID, but the treatment's the same, and Philip Triantos talked about it yesterday. Basically, it's like almost like a blood transfusion type of a deal, but it's not a transfusion. It's almost like they clean your blood.
Yes, right.
Can you talk about that?
Well, Jordan Vaughn and I are the co-presidents of ConcernedDoctors.org, and he is looking into how to get rid of these small clots that are killing so many people and injuring so many people, millions. But